Here we're holding here.
So, Pasuk Yod Pirush Beis Nizois Hamishpacha.
Because I didn't mark it for us.
Yeah, so page Tav Chav Hey.
Okay. Nizois Hamishpacha. So, the Pasuk says, Nizois Hamishpacha Kamei Shacha. Yofer Kalavona Baruch Hachama Yumakunet Golas. So there's descriptions here of different times of the days, and the mela different attributions of beauty compared to the time of the day. So first page, Mises and Shkafa. Ki yesh bechama shnei itim shenenim le'oira koidem aloisa u'shaytzi kol hachama. So you have two times in the chama when you nene. Nene from the light before it even came out yet, like a lois and so on, and you nene with the fullness of the moon. Zehu borak achama, that's when it's full, it's completely out. Vechena levona ba lois akar malayla, ba layla beis tseis akar chavim. So these are two very, very specific zmanim, because one is a direct oir, and one is an indirect oir. In other words, you're talking about, let's say, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have ha'ara that's direct, and you have a ha'ara that's sort of coming indirect. It's a ha'ara that's coming, and you're being nana from it bouncing off something else. Those are the two ha'aras. And Mimele, he says, about Kol Yisrael, there's two oiris. V'omru mizeis ha'nishkofa ata, v'chein ha'levona ba'lo yisikar ma'layla, v'lalo beis yisikar chovim. So you have when it's beginning to come, and then you have when it's out. V'omru mizeis ha'nishkofa ata, k'moy shemashkifim imoy la'ashocha. So mizeis ha'nishkofa is referring to a zman similar to Alois Hashacha. It's talking about Kol Yisrael in its primary stage. Now, the mashal to it is there's a mitzias lamash. Let's say you have a Talmud Chacham was a giant Chacham, Goyin Olam, etc., and then somebody remembers him as a child, as a young bacha, when he wasn't yet. But you already saw sparks of his godliness and so on. So there's a certain beauty to that. Even Klal Yisrael, even before they became who they are, as they were an emerging Ne'uma, they also had this Yoifi. V'hi Yitzias Mitzrayim, she'tchila v'resh chol ha'gulas. So Yitzias Mitzrayim is the beginning of it. V'yanu yofek ha'levona. So this is going back and the answer is Yafak Alavana Baruch Hachama. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when I see you in your emergent state, you already are Yafak Alavana Oysa Shik Alavana Bizdenek Kabbalah HaTorah Moshavon Kabbalah Erim Nachama Baruch Hachama Oysa Shik B'Mishkan Baruch Hachama Tana Pura Shemole Tala Mishkan Mahama Shemi'ir Al Kol Olam. So he's saying Klal Yisrael, as they were leaving Mitzrayim, and they did not have the two Shleimus yet, the Shleimus of Torah and the Shleimus of Mishkan, yet they were already had Ha'ara Al Shema Asit. Now, what's interesting is, he says, Yofaka Levona, so Levona in its fullness is Kabbalah Satayra, K'moish Levona Kabbalah Satayra Nachama, whereas Baruch Hachama is going on the Shemesh. So, what's the Tushtel? What are these two things, Tushtel to these two things? So, I think the Pshat is like this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah in the world, Torah in the world does not have any mitzias by itself. a Sefer Torah is sits in Yom Kodesh, and it is not a mashpia on the world be'etzim. Klal Yisrael, when they learn the Torah, they act up in the Torah, they're being mashpia toiv, a hara to the world. So Torah's mitzias in the world, at best, is a levana. And as we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias in the world, by bouncing off Klal Yisrael as a levana. The Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, there you have Kvod Hashem, and that Kvod Hashem radiates in the entire world. It's where there is open Hashgacha that affects the entire world, and that's why almost go come to daven to Beis HaMikdash also. So the Yofa Kalavana is Torah, because the ha'ara of Torah in this world is like a vana. It just bounces off. It's ke'il. The Dvar Hashem is bounced off the din of Torah. That's where you have this ha'ara. And then you have the big picture, the shemesh, that's at the Mishkan, the Mikdash, where the ha'ara is clear, the Ashkacha is clear. Many of the properties of that are there come out, emanate outwards.
I mean, didn't we discuss, I think, all the way in the beginning, maybe Parak Aleph, when
yeah.
the contrast, and we refer to Klal Yisrael, we refer to the Goyim as the Chama, and Klal Yisrael as the Levana,
yes.
and Milo was that Klal Yisrael takes the Torah and works it through ourselves
right.
in order to produce. So which one is it? Is the Milo and the Levana or the Chama, or are we saying that they each have an aspect within it that's a Milo?
A interesting aspect, but it's more than that. The Milo of Levana is that it comes out through bouncing off Klal Yisrael. Umas Olam have no shayches to Torah. You can't teach a great Torah. Chachma begoyim tamin, Torah begoyim al tamin. There's no shayches to that mitzias. Mishkan, Migdash, they have a chelik. They bring korbanos. They take korbanos from them. It's faket because it's so overt and open. It can include umas olam as well, whereas Torah can't include umas olam. So the two different dagas are take zelum aset. When you have the fullness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha, like from the Mishkan or the Migdash, then even Umas Olam understand it, see it, can relate to it, can have some shaykhs to it. But calls man it's in the form of Torah, only Klaus has shaykhs to it, and Umas Olam don't. Yafa Kalavani, Oysa Shi Kalavani, Vzayveri Kabbal Satoru, Vosha Lavani, Kabbal Satoru, and Achama. Baruch Acham, Oysa Shi Isbe Mishkan, Shinema Kweira Shemolas Kala Mishkan, Moyachama Shemira Kaloilo. Ayuma Knit Golis, Oysa is shahol chob amido bet golim, v'gam ato ayuma k'moy oz. So here we have tagged on the musig of ayuma k'negolz and Klal Yisrael with Shemesh Levana, and it's hard to understand a little bit what he means over here. The v'gam ato. What is that? Is v'gam ato referring to? I don't know. It's not clear what it is. He brings on the bottom here. Pirsh Aleph Pirsh V'chen Yalos Ed Lavoi V'gam Pirsh V'gam Ato V'chem Kloz Halosh Anshkofa Ato V'tzorchi Yina Makavon Agul Asido Zman Agolos. In other words, when he says now also, does it mean now as opposed to the future or now as opposed to the past? But I'm not sure. So yeah, Ayubakin Golos is Oysa Shalchbin the Golem, but has that fit in with Chama and Levon according to this pshat? The next piece is just a different girsa. Xavier Ginsburg, Mizayis Hanishkafa, Hina Hashem Shashay Bchinas, Aleph Beloiz Karnei Hashachar, Beis Chasal Haaretz, Levon Agam Kashay Bchinas, Betchilas Al Yosbo, Veikar Balayla Kshayitzim Atzava Shlo, Hakachom Yidaz Hazor Shakil Tzava Shlehem. Yimelech aleim, va'ozi ayuma kanit golois, v'degol tzvo shala. V'zeh anishkofik ma'ashach shashemesh, yofik levona metkilos aliyasa, borak acham v'kayoyim, ayuma kanit golois, v'ikar halayla. So here he adds something about a yumak and a golas be'ikar halayla, which I'm not sure, again, how it fits in. He says it also in the next piece, which is the old girsa, but it's very similar to Sarah Ginsburg. Oidam akral alavana, mishkafik mishacha, b'mon kula, shtei karnayim kekarnei shacha. V'shayach nishkafa shakol mabita ala moilet. So nishkafa means the anticipated one. So it fits very well, Alois. What he's saying is he had a little bit of a problem in when it comes to the sun coming up. It makes a lot of sense that the shkafa, everybody around are waiting, when's the sun going to rise? When we're talking about Lavana, there isn't any time when everybody stands around waiting and anticipating the Lavana rising. So what's in the shkafa means it's sought after, it's seeked out, it's looked for. So he says, Ashkafa Meshacha, Bimoyed Shalah, Bimoyed Shalah. So the musig neshkafa here makes sense because you're talking about people standing out, waiting and anticipating the moilad of the levana. The yafak levana bedal vei yomim, or it begins or kacham bevulosa, ayuma bekalayla imat zvoyes kanal. So the yuma Benegolos means when there's the tziruf of old mazolos, but where does that have shaykh to Kaisol? In other words, everything here is about Kaisol, so what are those tzvaos? Now, v'nishkafe k'may shacha, hu ascholos yitzias mitzrayim, yofa kalvon shasmatin teira, oz hi arusa, shiniskatcha b'kiddush k'yadua, So this setup is easier. He says Yofika Levona Bishas Matan Torah. That's when she's in Arusa. So the difference between Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah and Mishkan being parallel to Arusa and Esua, that it's relatively easy to understand. And Arusa has only Yisurim. She's miyuad for a Baal. She doesn't live with the Baal. She has dinim, mikoyach, the fact that she will be living to Baal. And that's exactly Matan Torah. Matan Torah is chiyuvim and dinim, mikoyach, the fact of miyuch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The etzim mitzias of living, quote-unquote, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dafka in the Mishkan. That's where the tzura is, that we are shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That part makes a lot of sense. The harder one to understand is ayumu kanal b'dgolin v'im neged Pesach Shavuos Sukkos Shemini Atzeres v'doyki gitzar. So two things. First of all, so let's go. So ayuma is bidgalim, which means when Klal Yisrael has in itself the tzur of the golem, then it's ayuma kinet golem. Also, not clear over here how this works out as a hemshech. So you have the erisin, that's matan Torah. You have the Baruch Hachama Shasa Kamas HaMishkin, okay. And what's the Yuma Kenegolos, Yuma B'Dgolim? So I would say the following. When we're talking about the relationship of a husband and a wife, so Erisin is one Darga, Nisun is a second Darga, there's a third Darga of Atu Yilove Ishti, that in other words, once there are bonim, there's an extra chibur with the Baal. Two, Rashi says, v'hoy lebasa echad. Rashi says that we're talking about, where's the basa echad? So Rashi says, in the Vlad. Oilabasa Echot, Havlad Mikhaim, Vishom Nasa Psorim Echot. So in the entire Metzias of Klal Yisrael, it knows the Golem is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kaviyochel, the children, and that's a surah of a third aga in the Chibur. I think what it means in terms of is that the Nidgolis means Ketushin is a chana for being Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mishkan is being Kadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael stole Zechavek in a tsura of like Al Yoinim, that means Keilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias, Shoshina, is reflected in Klal Yisrael. Whereas in a Beis HaMikdash, it's like Nisun, it's like a Chere Yichud, it's we're together. So the two of us are together in this room, in this house. Nidgolus is, Klal Yisrael arranges itself in a way that Ke'ilu, that Shechina is muchach from them. That's the Ayumak in Nidgolus. It fits in over here. So that's what we understand. Then he says, Vehe neged, Heitach Shuhas Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. These four nyanim, how does this work? So the Pesach is the beginning. We understand that. The Shavuos is the Pesach is Keilu the Mishkafa. It's the Moilad. It's the very very beginning. The Shavuos is like the Levana because it's connected Matan Torah, which is both the circle. Sukkis is a pchina of dwelling together, and that's connected that. But Shmini Atzeres is connected to the last thing by human dwelling. Very unclear what Beiches this has connected that. So let's take a look. He brings a medrash here, and in the footnote 436. Divra bein atzorch biyo madu yimu kenit kolos, u kenegish min atzeres. If shalimu bekabonos of the mevuah medish rabba beiz dimol, chi bagdoyla chivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she asoam dgolim, kemalach ha-sheret, kedei shu nikorim. Nayin shu ava Yisrael, she ken shalim oim, evyanu b'seyam v'dig lai ava. Davach v'dig lai ava, amak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yesh lu umes dgolim v'chaviv alai al dig lai she-yakav, v'ksiv dig lai ava. So there's some sort of expression about the Golem being the extraordinary Ava, and b'meila, that's the matzav here. Also, Shmini Atzeres expresses it. I think there's a little bit of a deeper kavana here. I explained before that a yumik in a Golem is a pshat like this. Nisuin is the house. The house expresses the chere yichud, expresses our togetherness. The boyis is the metzias of the nesuit. So it's a chibur between the nesuit, but it's a chibur that's made by the outside walls that bring us together. The v'hoyel abasechad happens in a vlad. It's a metzias of echad, and it has nothing to do with any other surrounding thing. Wherever the Vlad is, even if the Vlad is homeless and he's on the street, it's still our Vlad, and that's his Metzias. The Chibur of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the difference in Sukkot Shmini Atzeres, on Sukkot, we need the Bayit to give us the Chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need, it's pass, just like a Chede Yichud. If someone else invades, it's a problem. So here also, we have the other Masoel who tried to shal zachtzu, Kadosh Baruch Hu ships them off, Lassid Lava, they're going to try to do mitzvah sukkah, and they won't be able to do it. Many, many Mamari Chazal along this Indian over here. Shmini Atzeres, we don't have the wall putting us together. we're be'etzem one because we're one. Umas ha'olam just have no shaychus to it. It's not a pshat like the sukkah where they'll try to do it and won't do it. In sukkah, the sukkah is there to separate us from the outside. It separates us away and it keeps the barbarians at the gate. Shmini Atzeres is be'etzem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a matzev that nobody else is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I think is what he means over here. And it's a bit doikik, it's hard to, I think that's what he means over here. He brings another inyan. Take a look at the bottom of that right hand column. So it says over there, this tushtel. It says, can be a abbreviation for Gimel Shainis, so Gimel Golem. So basically, he says that this is Ki'il, the fourth Nekuda, Keneged, the other three. This is the fourth. So, in the context of what he's talking about, where you have Spheres and then you have Dashlamas, it's a lot more an Inyan of the Malchus, the Kin of Malchus, where this is the Hashlama. But Lechura just seems like it's a lower darga, but it's a Hashlama. In a certain sense, it's deeper because Malchus means that it's a chibur between the Mashpia and the Mekabel. The meat of Malchus is where the Mashpia comes out through the Mushpa. That's what we have over here. And the Mela, I think this is, so here's the pshat also. It's the same geder of the Vayil Basa Echad, where this comes out through this. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. It's next thing is another minyan.
Isn't this, I mean, I know we find these things throughout, but, you know, coming and saying another pasuk, you know, there's a progression in this pasuk, which,
right.
But it's a progression from, you know, from the showing a little bit or showing a little more, it's all its glory and ayuma. The first four psukim in the Sefer went through, you know, the Olam Tovim and all these different sets of four.
Right.
Is there any overlap, any similarity? Every progression we're going to come back. You know, we've the ability to work things into four and progressions. So every time we're going to say, oh, this is also, can I get the Olam Tovim?
The answer is yes, but understand it that when something is abstract, the more abstract something is, the more different things it can fit because it's the same progression. The Marshall, we have different number systems where you have the Fibonacci series, where you have 1, 2, 3, 5, 8. It's a progression of numbers. In and of itself, it doesn't mean anything in particular. It's just, you know, you keep adding the previous number to get the new number. But we find it in many different places, in different things in Teva expressed. And you're going to say, so there must be a similar reason why this progression is natural to certain things. And when I'll figure it out, I'll be able to explain why in each case it is. The point of these spheres and so on is to give us a sense of the kesher of structure. So because we know this Gimel Regalim, and these are very essential, and a fourth regal that's very different nature, means we can apply it. We have to just explain each case where, how it applies itself.